Blog Talk Radio.
You to each and every one of you. I just want to know how many out there. God bless you. I just want to know how many out there just want to press through. No matter what you're going through, you want to press through. I just feel like encouraging somebody, my God, this afternoon, this Sunday afternoon. And I'm telling you right now that you can live and you shall not die. I want to know how many of you just want to press through the fire, press through the rain, want to press through oppositions and press through issues. I know sometimes it gets very hard, but at the end of the day, I wish I could tell you and give you something to enlighten your day that is really is not going to be the truth. But the only thing I can tell you, as long as you keep pressing through, you're going to see a light at the better end of that tunnel. You got to keep going through. You got to dig deep. Out of you. You got to do it for yourself, my God. Do it for your family. Do it for that you owe it to yourself. Is there anybody, my God, this afternoon is willing to press through? I want to hear from you all over the world up in Norway. I want to hear from you, United Kingdom, France. I want to hear from you. Are you going to keep pressing? You got a testimony. Is there anybody going to press through? I'm telling you right now, even though, my God Almighty, you think you might feel as though you say, you know what, Pastor, I'm not strong. Well, the race is not given to the strong. You might say, Pastor, you know what, I'm not fast like I used to be, or I'm not moving so quick. Well, it's not given to the strong, or it's not given to the individual that think they fast or whatever. You probably say, you know what, I'm still here. I haven't thrown the tower yet. Well, that's who the race is given to, he that endure to the end. It's not given to the strength of the strong, but he that endure to the end. I just got a question tonight. Are you a pastor? Are you someone going to keep pressing no matter what, through opposition, through trials, through tribulation? Are you going to be one that press? Oh, my God Almighty. Is there anybody just want to press? Just want to keep pressing? Maybe you just giving up on your dreams and giving up on your goals. I want to hear to tell you, you got to keep pressing, businessman. Keep pressing, businesswoman. You might sacrifice it right now, but let me tell you something. Through it all, it's going to pay off. And you're going to see the victory at the end of the tunnel. And I'm telling you right now, it's only the strong God, that one that's going to endure with the end of the Lord. I'm telling you right now, you just press through. Press through. No matter what, God, press through the pain. I feel the Holy Ghost. Can we just take a few minutes and just worship Him? I just feel like worshiping the living God. Let's press through. Is there anybody want to worship tonight? God
Almighty, just worship the living God. Yeah. Through the hurt, through the pain, through the pressure of going insane, in my heart, in my mind, oh, I need you to be my guide. Through the devil, the devil.
You're going to make it. You don't need no prophet to come tell you that you're going to make it. I know you're going to make it. If you're one of the ones that is pressing through trials and through tribulation, pressing through no matter how you feel, pressing through the opposition, pressing past your emotion, I know for a fact that you're going to make it, and you're going to see the hand of the Lord, my God, come in your life, and you're going to see that everything has already been turned around for your good. I'm telling you right now, you might as well just give God something to work with. I'm telling you right now, that frown that been on your face, frown of sadness, my God Almighty, my God, despair, my God, worryation, it's going to turn into a smile of joy. I'm telling you right now, that joy is coming your way. I feel like worshiping Him tonight. Can we just take a few minutes and worship Him? Because now is your time to keep pressing. in. I'm telling you, saints of God, that you might be facing trials, and once you get out of one, you're going to hit another. You get out of that one, something else going to come. But one thing that you can understand, if you have the spirit to keep pressing, you're going to make it through no matter what comes into your life. I just feel like worshiping him. I tell you, my God, you go ahead and give God a thanks right there where you are. Thanks right there in your living room. Some of you might as well go ahead and praise God, because I know that you've probably been stressed out. God, how are we going to make this for our kids? But I'm pretty sure that God, as you keep pressing, God don't make a way out of no way. Even though you can see the way, God is going to make a way. I'm telling you right now, it's not time to get discouraged or depressed, but it's time, families, to join together and make it with the hand of the Lord. Some of you probably standing with so much of frustration and attention in our house. My God Almighty, let me tell you something, saints of God, if you're listening right now all over the world, I can tell us if you're a husband or the wife, you're a spouse, if you're single or whatever you are, you need to take a minute right now and you begin to declare and decree in your life. Say, you know what? This is not going to get me down. It's not going to take us out. It's going to too shall pass. And I tell you right now, if you begin to prophesy to your situation, begin to prophesy to your life, begin to prophesy that lock is broken in my house, lock is broken over my life. We shall, my God, have more than enough. If the enemy is ready to speak to their destiny and speak to the place where God have them at, I'm telling you right now, unless I tell you the Holy Ghost, you begin to speak from your place, my God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, begin to prophesy that you shall have more than enough. Lack is broken. Poverty is broken. The mindset thereof is done, is over, is broken. We shall not walk in stress and worry-ation over the things that God is going to bless us home and bless our city. We shall see the blessings of the living God. My God, you need to prophesy to yourself and tell yourself, this too will not, I will not shed another tear. I shall have, my God, somebody. I shall release joy in my atmosphere, joy in my home, because I know that God is working it out for his good. You go ahead and give God the praise on tonight. And I just want to thank him for what he is doing. And I want to thank him for you keep moving and God is doing it in your life. Father, we just thank you on tonight for making, working everything out. And we understand, long as we keep seeking you, the kingdom of heaven, you're going to make sure everything, everything in our life, little bit, small, what we need will be added unto us. So we thank you, God, for showing us the covenant blessing that, my God, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then everything else will be added. Father, we thank you. And we understand in the seeking, at times it's not going to be hard, but long as we keep pressing, long as we keep pushing, long as we keep trying, long as we keep coming towards the altar and calling on your name, we understand that we're going to surely that different things in our life will come to pass. I just got to give him a praise. Is there anybody, my God, tonight, just go ahead and praise God with me. Go ahead and worship him with me. I'm telling you right now, I feel a sweet spirit that God is cultivating somebody. God is making somebody a believer. God is healing somebody hurt. I'm telling you right now, you're not in a place where you used to be. You're in a place where God wants you to be. And there's only greatness from there. And I'm telling you right now that if you begin to believe it, you'll begin to see it. My God, you begin to prophesy it, you'll begin to see it manifest. Greatness is there inside of you. Go ahead and get your swag back, brother. Go ahead and get your swag back, sister. Because at the end of the day, God is the provider. And I just feel like worshiping him, my God Almighty. Tonight, I'm telling you right now, is the inner worshipers, my God. Tonight, you just go ahead and give God a praise. I'm telling you, holy is his name. Holy is his name. He made a way out of no way. My God, when you did not see a way out, he made it. And I thank him right now, God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, and I prophetically pray in the spirit that you're going to touch every sick body right now. Even as our own, my God Almighty, prophet Jackie begin to breathe upon her like never before. But yet you called her, my God Almighty. You chose her for this time and hour. And everything that it began to try to hold our burden down, we make a rest of it in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we say, loose and let her go. And not only that, God, every listener, every follower that is listening under the sound of our voice, we command it to loose and let it, the individual go. In Jesus' name, we got to come in place of worship. We thank you, God, for what you are doing in our life, God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to rain and consume everything that is not like you. We thank you, God. And our spirit and our soul say yes tonight. Is there anybody got a yes in their spirit and a yes in their prayer? I dare you to go ahead and worship him. Worship him. I'm telling you right now, the spirit of worship is ready to engulf you right there where you are. You might miss church, you might couldn't make the church for every reason. The spirit of the living God is ready to have church in your living room. I'm telling you right now, holy is his name. Is there anybody going to worship him tonight? Just tell him thank you. Baby, it could have been worse than what it is. Just tell God thank you. My God Almighty, he's so savior. No matter what it looks like, what it may be, you just worship the living God. Holy is his name. Holy is his name. Brother, I know you're ready to give up, but God, I'm telling you right now, it could have been worse than what it is. You just give God a worship tonight. Somebody give God a worship tonight. I know you might be facing situation on tomorrow, but nevertheless, the Holy Ghost is here, and he's ready to take you up higher, take you up higher, but he needs you to give it to him. But it ain't yours to hold. It ain't yours to keep. Is there anybody got to worship my God and go and give to God? I feel like worship him. Holy is his name.
As we lift our hands, we cry.
But we're teaching us how to tap into the spirit and how to shake
the heavens and get a manifestation in response from the heavens that will manifest into our now. We thank you, God, that our words, my God, that we release into the heaven, that it's not going to come back, my God, as dead weight. It's not going to go and fall to the ground. That our words is soaring and penetrating through that atmosphere, cutting through the second heavens of the princes of palace and the rulers of darkness, and making a sound through heaven. So this day, God, we ask you, God, we ask you to show us how I worship, show us how I praise, show us how I thanksgiving, to make a sound through the heavens, God, that will shake the heavens, to cause the heavens to respond on my behalf. We thank you, God, that everything is working out. We thank you for teaching us how to be people that depend on you, God, to depend on you, to depend on the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for giving us the eye of discernment to discern who is you and who not of you. For we can be able to connect in a time, not with the serpent and not with the money doctrine, God, that is sucked by the money to do a spiritual, my God, attack on us to prevent us from moving forth in our now life. But we thank you, God, that you're entwined to us, people that you don't shun, people that is up to your own heart, people don't have a motive but just want to do the Father's will. We thank you, God, that our connection is going to be pure. We thank you, God, that we will not get into our spirit any demonic counsel, any demonic doctrine, any doctrine that is of illiteracy, God. We thank you, God, that we get sound word and sound truth, that we illuminate inside our spirit, God, that we ooze out our spiritual pores and run over, my God Almighty, through everything that we touch. We thank you that our life, that our spirit, that our minds, God, is beginning to be saturated with your presence. We say yes unto tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all don't know the yes, Cody. It's not easy. Yes, not it is. Is there anybody got to worship tonight? Is there anybody got to worship tonight? Massachusetts, I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to see if you got to worship. Minnesota, Nevada, I thank God for you. Pennsylvania, is there anybody got to worship tonight? I can tell that's where you at in your own day to this song. You begin to worship the living God. Worship him. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. And Father, we thank you that as our kids go to school here in the United States of America, some today, some tomorrow, and some in the past week, we thank you that our kids will be covered under the blood of Jesus. But yeah, the enemy is looking, and the serpent is trying to pluck out. We bind and we rebuke the enemy plots and plans, trying to make our children and siblings to get into sex trafficking rings. We stop it in the name of Jesus. We send spiritual war angels to war against it. We come against God, the mentality of the serpent that want to set up agents and want to set up spies all over the world, to seek and devour and try to bring the kids upon the kidnapping. We thank you, God, that the perverse spirit of sexual predators is not going to stalk and lure our kids into a place, God, that it will contaminate them. We thank you and we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that our kids will be influenced through education, not influenced by demonic and satanic peers, God. We thank you, God, that the power of the illiteracy that is trying to take over the population of our youth, it is broken, God. It is broken. That we speak to that brain cell, we speak to that mind, that can be able to comprehend and absorb information and quick under their feet, suddenly, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Saints of God, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, my God, I am fired up. But I thank God for what he is doing, and I thank God for how it's taking us. It's your time and it's your season.
Begin to prophesy to your life. Begin to prophesy to your siblings. Begin to command your now. Do not wake up another day. Do not go to bed another day. Going to bed defeat. Going to bed defeat in your body. Defeat in your mind. Worried and stressed. Begin to prophesy to your now. Prophesy before you close your eyes. And wake up into your prophecy. Because your time is now. And the success that God has for you, it is here. Listen, saints of God, I thank God for you tuning on. My God, this afternoon. We're going to be right back on AD and Family tomorrow night at 7 p.m. But until then, you begin to prophesy to your life. Prophesy to your mind. Listen, saints of God, we know that families are in great need. And we want to help you out best that we can. So any of your kids need help with schooling and parents, you need help, please call Pastor Carol at 404-510-3949. That number again is 404-510-3949. You don't have to sit there and be stressed. You don't have to sit there and be in worry. How is this going to happen and how is that going to happen? ADM Family is here to help. So if you reach out to us, we'll reach back to you. We want to help you. Let us help you for your kids to go and get a proper education and have the confidence that they need to start off this year. Saints of God, we thank God for each and every one of you all over the world. Tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m. We thank God for you. God bless you.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, from the inside out. Remember this, has come home.